the Liberty Bell tolled for freedom in Philadelphia, or was it really in the state of Illinois? The surprising answer to that question can be found in a place far from Pennsylvania, but very close to the fight for freedom. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
In 1741, King Louis XV ordered a bell cast and sent to the town of Kaskaskia, Illinois, as a gift for all of the goods those in the French settlement in the Illinois Territory had sent back to France.
He sent the bell over for the church. There was no other big 650-pound big brass bell like this in the whole area. It was the first one west of the Alleghenies.
Randolph County resident Emily Lyons says the bell in that church tolled for weddings, deaths, emergencies, any occasion when citizens should gather. Kaskaskia fell from French control in the 1760s when the British won the French and Indian War. George Rogers Clark came here in 1778 to win the city for the Americans from the British during the American Revolution.
So in a surprise attack, he came into Kaskaskia. There was less than a garrison of 20 British soldiers there. They went into the church and had George Rogers Clark had someone ring the bells to call all the people together.
Clark addressed the townspeople.
He said, "No, I'm not here to take away your church. You can continue as you like, but what we do need supplies." So the people there really contributed quite a bit to the American Revolution at that time. Many of the cattle and the grains and foods that had been stored for the winter went with the soldiers.
The bell remains an important part of Kaskaskia.
So that became known as the Liberty Bell of the West. And it is 11 years older than the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia.
Traveling the countryside in Kaskaskia, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.